Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. United States Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that the United States, as part of NASA's Artemis program, will include an international astronaut in its upcoming moon landing mission by the end of the decade. Now, this decision, revealed during the National Space Council meeting, marks a new chapter in space diplomacy and international collaboration. Now, the Artemis program, which is aiming to return humans to the moon, has been a focal point of NASA and SpaceX's agenda. This new announcement adds a global dimension to the mission, underlining the importance of international cooperation in space endeavors. Now, the specific company from which the astronaut will be selected remains undisclosed, but the move is seen as a strategic effort to build a coalition against space initiatives led by other nations like China. Benjamin Silverstein, an independent space analyst, emphasized the significance of this decision. He believes that including an international astronaut can enhance operational coordination in space and improve the resolution of political conflicts. This approach could benefit not just the U.S., but also its partners in space exploration. And prior to this announcement, NASA has focused on landing the first woman and the first person of color on the moon through the Artemis program. And the Artemis 3 mission, scheduled for December 2025, but possibly delayed until 2027, will see two of its four astronauts land on the lunar surface to conduct scientific research. Now, France has shown a keen interest in participating in this historic mission. French President Emmanuel Macron, during a meeting with Harris at NASA headquarters, suggested astronaut Thomas Pasqua, a veteran of two international space station missions, as a potential candidate for Artemis 3. And the Artemis program began with Artemis 1, an uncrewed mission that orbited the moon in late 2022. And Artemis 2 is planned as a crewed mission to orbit the moon. Now, the inclusion of an international astronaut, possibly from a European nation, in Artemis 3 aligns with existing collaborations, such as the European Space Agency's provision of propulsion modules for the Orion spacecraft. Now, this new development in the Artemis program is not only a technical advancement, but also a strategic diplomatic move. The U.S. seeks to strengthen international partnerships in space, countering initiatives like China's International Lunar Research Station project, which plans a permanent moon base and has attached countries like Russia and Venezuela. Now, the meeting, chaired by Harris, was attended by representatives from the 33 countries signed NASA's Artemis Accords. And these accords outline peaceful and cooperative practices in space exploration, highlighting NASA's commitment to international collaboration. Now, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, present at the meeting, stressed the need for partners to navigate new challenges in space, a domain that is witnessing constant technological and exploratory advancements. He said that this is important, and it will shape the future of all space travel in the future. So, the U.S. has previously committed to flying international astronauts around the moon in future Artemis missions. However, the latest announcement goes kind of a step further by allowing an international astronaut to finally walk on the moon. The feat was only achieved by 12 people to date, and no one has done it in around 50 years. Now, Harris made this historic announcement at the White House's National Space Council meeting in Washington, D.C., attended by top officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The decision is also vital for allies and partners of the Artemis program going forward. And each Artemis moon landing mission will accommodate four astronauts, with two landing on the moon and the others remaining in orbit. NASA has committed to multiple opportunities for NASA astronauts and also those from ESA, the European Space Agency, the Canadian Space Agency, and JAXA, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, to participate in Gateway, which is a small space station around the moon, and other Artemis missions for the future. Now, Artemis 2, which is set for a November 2024 launch, will mark the first human orbit around the moon since Apollo. This mission will include Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen, highlighting the U.S.'s dedication to international collaboration. And Hansen praised NASA's decision to involve international partners as an example of American leadership and a necessary step in today's global context. The timeline for Artemis 3, though, the first moon landing mission of the program, is uncertain, sometime in 2025, 2027, with potential delays related to the development of SpaceX's lunar lander, the HLS Starship. And the final crew assignments for each mission will be made closer to the launch dates. based on mission requirements and crew specifications and qualifications. Now, NASA's decision to include an international astronaut on the moon landing mission is all about international cooperation in space exploration. They're going to enhance scientific research, foster international relations, and set a precedent for future collaborative space missions. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stagezero, StageZero, and you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, StarshipShirts.com. If you want to get Starship inspired and SpaceX inspired and NASA inspired gear, go over there, StarshipShirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt. Any size, they ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.